Hey, Mr. O'Neill, how are
Hello.
you?
Okay, what's up, Ariel?
Nice to meet you, man. I've been watching you for a long time, and I appreciate you doing this for us.
Okay, no problem.
All right, so not sure how much Seth told you, excuse me, Colin told you, but this is for UFC Magazine.
Okay.
And just, an interview about your love of the sport and all that. So I'll get rolling. I'm recording this just for my own transcription purposes.
All right, cool.
What's your earliest memory of UFC, of watching the UFC?
I want to say UFC 1. I was actually surprised that they let people fight on TV without boxing gloves. So I was like, what the hell is this? And then I stayed close to it, with the Gracies. And, I've actually think I've been around since the first UFC. And the good thing about the sport is that, there's a lot of guys come and go. A lot of in-shape, great athletes, and there's a lot of athletes that you wouldn't figure to be champs, like Cabbage and Tank Abbott and, Arlovski and Tito and Chuck. So I've been around with all the guys, and I've been a fan of all the guys, and I'm close friend with the Fertitta brothers and Dana. So I'm a big fan because, I know the pain that they go through, and I just think those guys are some of the most tremendous athletes in the world.
So why do you like it so much? Like, what is it about the sport? Because a lot of people, as you know, say that it's brutal, it's barbaric, it's disgusting. What do you like about it so much?
It is brutal, but to me, like, there's a certain type of athletes, and of course there's athletes that eat the salad and run all day and jump all day, and then there's the tough, grimy athletes like the UFC fighters, the basketball players, and the football players, because we have to take a pounding. The difference between UFC and basketball and football is that you're allowed to take that pounding in the face, but guys that take pounding and take beatings love that contact and love watching that. And I just every guy wants to be a fighter, whether they like it or not. Every guy probably had to fight once in their life. If not, kudos to you. I know when I was growing up, I always had to fight. I had to fight, to survive. So I wish the Gracie brothers were around when I came up. It would be a lot more easier for me. But, like I said, these guys are tremendous athletes. They work hard, they prepare, and it's just fun to watch.
If the UFC was as big as it was when you came to the NBA, like back then, would you have ever considered doing, like, do you wish, is a part of you wish that you would have actually been an MMA fighter as opposed to a basketball player?
Well, I've said this many times on the internet and through Twitter. I want to do one MMA fight, and I want to fight somebody my size. And there's only one guy out there my size. That's the guy, Hung Man Choi. So if I'm, still young and capable to take a pound and boo, I would just like to do like a one-time fight only with that guy. He's 7'4", I'm 7 foot. How they always say picking up somebody your own size?
Yeah.
So it'll be like, the first time two giants go at it.
So you seriously want to do this?
But yeah, I'll do it one time only, sure.
When do you think that'll happen?
No, I don't know, but I'm just putting it out there, so hopefully we can make contact. But yeah, it's something I really would like to do. Just just to see how we'll fare against somebody my size.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I mean, for me, when they call me the bully of the NBA. When I was little, I was always pick on somebody your own size. So, I think he's the only 7-footer in the MMA world, right?
Yeah. I mean, he's a giant. He's the biggest guy to ever fight.
Yeah, he is. So, I would actually like to see how I fare against somebody my size.
So how would you?
I guarantee you this though. He never met anybody my size that hits as hard as me.
He's picking on Jose Canseco, so you'd probably be a little different.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, I'd be a lot different because I'm not gonna run.
So what kind of a fighter would you be? Would you be more of a ground fighter? Would you, because I've seen some of your clips online, and you seem to be pretty well rounded.
I could do a lot of ground stuff, but I think it'd be a disadvantage for a guy my size to be on the ground unless I'm very, very thorough on the ground. So, I'm a showman. I would like to, get a crowd to show. Two big guys just standing up throwing blows and, the first tree to fall. but in this sport, it's just like every sport when you go a mano, size and strength is good, but technique will take you the furthest, what I mean? How many big and strong guys you see at the gym and perfect muscles doing that, but, they don't really have the technique.
Right. And, you know, I spoke to Freddie Roach last week, and he told me that if you train with him for 1 year, he thinks that you could beat either Klitschko brother. He was that impressed with you from your, you know, from your TV show.
Yeah. And you know what?
Go ahead.
And you know what? And you know what? And I agree with him.
Well, how long would it take for you to train to beat Brock Lesnar?
You know what? Brock is a different monster. I would probably have to have. I probably have to be 10 years younger to face him, and then two, I would just have to train. So I don't think it'd be a good idea to go against that man at 37. He's a beast.
What would be your walk-in music if you had that one fight? What would be your entrance song?
I'm not sure yet. Oh, you know what? The Undertaker music. Yes.
And what would be your fighting nickname? Because, you know, that's always a staple of yours, the nicknames. Have you thought of that?
Big D's.
Big D's?
Yep, Big D's. Diesel truck.
You know, Dana White has said that he thinks the UFC could become bigger than the NFL and the NBA. Do you actually believe that? Do you think that it can become, like, the number one league sport in the world?
You know what I like about Dana is he's a visionary. And, you know, of course, he's trying to grow his brand, so... Of course, he's going to say that. It's just that the difference is NFL and NBA. Well, NFL is pastime sport. Football and baseball are pastime sport. Basketball, you know, we've been around 50, 100 years. So, it's going to continue to grow. It's going to continue to grow.
Okay. Who do you think is a cooler boss to work for, Dana or David Stern?
I'm gonna have to go with David Stern because, you know, Dana's my friend. You know, you really can't work for your friends. So I'd rather just be friends with Dana.
And what do you think of all the fighter? You know, on the Ultimate Fighter, there's a bunch of NFL players on this year and a lot of guys who...
Yeah, you know, we all like to fight. I actually haven't seen it because I don't really think we have Spike TV here in Orlando, but I actually haven't seen it. How is my good friend Kimbo doing?
So they had the first episode yesterday, and Rampage Jackson picked him first overall. And it seems as though everyone wants to beat him up. Everyone is looking to take him out, but so far he hasn't fought yet. But there's a bunch of NFL guys, like Marcus Jones played in the NFL for many years, and a bunch of guys who are actually looking worse than the fighters. They just, despite the fact that they've been in league sports and training and all that, like Jones was throwing up. So do you think that it just, you can't translate? Like it's just two different worlds, fighting and playing on team sports?
No, it is. No, it is. I mean, it is two different worlds. You gotta realize a professional fighter, that's all they do. When you make the transition, you really have to make the transition. You know, like for me, if I make the transition, I'm gonna make sure I get 9 to 10 months training every day before I say, okay, I want to fight. I'm not just gonna say, hey, I want to fight. I mean, but you know, like I said, if I do fight, I just want to fight that one big guy at one time, just see how I fare up against somebody my size.
Who's your all-time favorite fighter, and what's your all-time favorite fight?
It's just like watching all the other sports. You really can't pick one. I love all the guys. Believe it or not, Tim Silva was my favorite.
Really?
He's my guy. Yeah, Tim, because you know what? He's a big guy, sort of like me. No, not really a six-pack, and, you know, really not like the, you know, how like the traditional fighter should look. Six-pack and ripped up. He's just a big guy, but we got some nice hands, so. I'm going to have to go with Tim Silva. I always like Arlovski. You know, I like everybody. You know, Tito was hot. The Iceman was the shit. Fucking Chuck was my man. And then Couture, he's the greatest. I used to be really good friends with Vitor Belfort. That actually between me and you, that's when I saw the first fight. I saw Vitor Belfort in an exhibition fight in Hawaii. And he said, hey, man, I'm from Brazil. I want you to come watch me fight. And he was like, fight? Because we was out there for training camp. Like, what you mean, fight? Boxing? He's like, no, it's called mixed martial art. Come check us out. We wear these little gloves. And he was like, let us go see him. And that was the best time of our life. And that's actually when I first had turned on to him.
You know he's coming back this weekend.
Yeah, I know he's coming back.
Are you planning on going to a fight in the future again?
No, I have to attend the wedding, but if I ever get a fight where I'm not doing that, I'm always there.
All right, and in the NBA, do you get the sense that the players are big fans? Do they talk? Because you're sort of like the most famous NBA player that's a fan. Do guys talk to you about it a lot and talk about the pay-per-views
and
all
really.
That?
Not really, but, you know, everybody, since I started boxing, everybody wants to see me boxing and all that stuff. So everybody really.
would you have a dream fight for?
All right, brother. All right, I gotta go.
All right, man. Thanks, Shaq. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you. All right, bye.
Ariel?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. He's just got to go back to shooting. Did you get everything you need?
Yeah. That was fine. Perfect. Thanks a lot, Colin. I really appreciate it.
Great. No problem.
All right.
I appreciate your patience.
No problem, thanks, man. Okay.
All right. That's it.